Well, you watch. I mean, his power and first couple strides are, it's McDavid-like, you know, and the skill. And when he takes off, you think, and he's been out there. I watch him, like, the end of his shift, he's just as fast as the beginning of his shift. That's tough for defense, and that's tough for our forwards. But we feel, you know, you got to stay in his face, try to limit it, try to slow him down as much as you can, especially if backs can slow him down a little bit, and then Gio can pick him up, or Broads. It's a handful, but you know what? That's what it's about. You're playing against the best players in the world, and these guys are finding a way. It was fun. It was a great first game.
So much has been made. Craig Conroy's with us, Flames assistant general manager. So much has been made about this team's lack of playoff experience and how there haven't been a lot of guys who have gone on deep runs and who have been in spots like this before. First of all, how did you feel, whether it was Ryan, Lindholm, Hanifin, Mangiapane, Hathaway, some of these guys who have never played in a playoff game before, how did you feel they responded on Thursday?
You know, even going in, I didn't think it was going to be – I mean, it's not a big deal. It's exciting. I think they're going to come and have more juice than anybody. I mean, they're the first time coming out here, the building's alive. They're playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the first time. I actually expect, you know – it to be excellent. You know, they're going to come out here with more energy. They're physical. They're going to play their game. And you just didn't want them to get too excited where maybe they, you know, all of a sudden they're trying to do too much, taking penalties, making, you know, mishandling pucks. But they look fine. I mean, it's amazing these guys nowadays how they just, the preparation and the way they do everything is, hey, they're here and they're going to play. It's ramped up. But I thought they played really well. I thought, you know, Ryan's line, you know, I thought Doc played well, and then Mangi with that goal was amazing, you know. And then Hathaway, just, he's doing his thing, physical, getting under people's skin, and it's just a matter of, you know, Hanifin. I thought Hanifin fought the puck a little bit early, but he was always in good position, and he battled. I didn't think he was real crisp with the puck. He kind of lost it a few times, but overall, for the first game, couldn't ask for a better outcome.
What? Because for most of this team, you know, Neil's been in this position before. I think Frolik's been in this position before. But most of the guys in that room have never been in a spot where they're looked at as a top dog. You've been on some President's Trophy winning teams and some teams that are expected to go deep. You went to a Western Conference final with St. Louis the 1 year, and you were a President's Trophy winner the other year in St. Louis. Like, what goes along with those high expectations?
It's tough. This first round is probably the hardest round of the whole thing. I mean, you get in there, and especially when you're, you know, we won the President's Trophy in St. Louis, go into San Jose, everything that could go wrong went wrong for us, and we lost in Game 7. So, you know, there's not going to be any easier. You're looking at what's happened with Tampa right now. I mean, they're in the same situation. You can have a great regular season. You come in. You have to make sure you stay focused, and whatever the job at the task is each night, you have to do it. You have to win little battles. And you know what? You're going to have ups and downs in a series, but you want to put yourself in a chance to win each and every game at the end of the night. Like, and that's all you can do. But there's definitely a little more pressure on the team that's, hey, is expected to win. You know, you love being the underdog. That's how we were in 04. Everyone said we were going to lose. Okay, let's show them. Here we go.
Yep.
You know, and it takes a little pressure off us. But I think with these guys being in the, being in the playoffs and being back in, and after getting swept too, don't think that didn't rub everyone wrong that year. I mean, that was a sour taste in our mouth when we walked out of here at the end of that season. We think that's never going to happen to us again. And then we don't make the playoffs next year. So fast forward, here we are. I mean, they remember all that, and you know, I expect good things.
It doesn't like, this group doesn't really seem to worry about that stuff all that much. Like, they seem to be, even last year, and when things weren't going very well, and certainly this year as things have been good all year long, kind of just pretty good at putting behind them what has happened and looking forward. Travis Hamonic's talked about it all year long about how park things and stay focused on what's ahead. That seems like it might be able to serve them well, as the hope is they continue to go deep.
Well, it's true. I mean, we had the five-game stretch where we lost, and that was great for me. I was waiting for some adversity along the season because, you know, even the year we won the President's Trophy, we didn't have any. We just kind of rolled along kind of the way Tampa has. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it didn't go well for us first few games. We're down 3-1, and we're like, oh, what just happened? We come back, tie it 3-3, go into Game 7. They score from their own zone.
Owen Nolan. That was Owen Nolan, right?
Yeah, from going over the net on Roman Turek, and he blockered it in. I mean, I was like, oh, little thing, you know, it just wasn't meant to be, but I expect Tampa to kind of bounce back here and get back on track, but now they lost their best player, so we'll see. But, you know, that's what we have to do. Focus tonight. Hey, we know they're going to be even that much better. They're that much more hungry, and they're saying, what do we have to lose? You know, we came here to get one, just like I said earlier, and, you know, so this first 5-10 minutes of the game is going to be crucial tonight.
Just a few more with Craig Conroy, Flames assistant general manager. When you brought Garnet Hathaway to development camp a number of years ago, and when you brought him to Penticton that year, I know that you guys liked him at the time. You signed him to the deal. He started playing in the American Hockey League. And I'll be honest with you, I never saw this coming, and that's not derogatory at all. I never quite saw this, but he's turned himself into a bona fide NHLer. He's able to add a little offense, and he is an important part of your hockey team and brings something that really nobody else on the team does. Did you see this coming from Hathaway?
It's funny, when I went to see him in Brown, what he did, he got kicked out the first night. He just played hard. He was hard, competitive. I talked to the coach the next night. I decided to stay one more night, and you know, we've liked him. We've been tracking him. But, I mean, he probably had 15 points in college. So you're not, you know, when I'm looking at him thinking, hey, I love the hard, the compete. You know, Berkey now is took over. I was talking to Jay about him. Now Berkey let Jay go. And I said, I really like to get Garnet Hathaway. Talked to the agent. I said, you know, at the end of the season, I'm like, I can't give him an NHL deal, though. Like, I need him to earn it for me. You know, I like him. I think he fits what we're looking for, but I don't know, you know, if he's an NHL deal right now. So he said, okay, no problem. We're going to do an American League deal. You guys, if he plays well enough, would you consider giving it? I'm like, yeah, if he earns it, we'll give it. And he sure earned it that first year. He got 18, 19 goals. And it's amazing. I wasn't expecting that, but the work ethic is the same as you see out here. So if he doesn't score a goal in 10 games, he can still impact the game, and that's what I thought he could do. You know, I probably thought more at the American League level and see how it progresses and if he can. I give him so much credit how far he's come and how much. It's all him. I mean, it kind of makes us look good to say, okay, you know, this.
Yeah.
Because people look at the stat like, why would they have brought this guy in? You know, he didn't have any points in college even, you know, but it was just his work ethic. And he was a game changer without getting any points. And you watch him, and of course, if you hit hard in college, sometimes you get kicked out. And sure enough, he's getting kicked out of games. But it was just I think talking to the coach helped me too. When the high character, we're looking for high character quality individuals, and that's, he had that in spades.
PK Subban looks like he has just won the game in overtime for Nashville. So about 6 minutes into OT, the Predators have tied their series with Dallas at one game apiece. 2-1 ends up being the final score. And this there's not much to choose from between these two teams, hey? Like, Dallas does not give up a lot.
It's close. I mean, you know what? It's been fun to watch. I love the first round. You know, hockey doesn't get better than this.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you about Rasmus Anderson. He's a guy that right from the get-go, when I first saw him at development camp, I'm like, holy, this guy has got NHL chops and NHL skill. And I know the big thing throughout the entire conversation with him was, can you get into NHL shape? And it sure does seem like that was his number one focus this past offseason. But just think about how much he's progressed. And I take a look at the first half of the season when he was pretty sheltered and not a lot of defensive responsibility and didn't play so well away from the puck, to 45 games later, he can play top pairing minutes and Bill can trust him in pretty much every situation. Like, he has progressed extremely quickly.
It's amazing. I mean, you know what? Especially for defensemen, the one thing, his brain is off the charts, and it was conditioning. You know, we said, hey, for NHL shape, you need to be, these need to be the criteria. You're looking at Gio, you're looking at how Broads does it, everybody, you're not even close right now. But I'll give him credit. He went out there, said, hey, I want to play in the NHL. He got into shape, but what he did do in the minors too, he was excellent. I mean, you know, when you're one of the top players in the American League at your position, that means, hey, next steps in the NHL.
Especially when you're like 20 years old,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, and that's the hard thing. I mean, I think people were looking at Shillington also saying, geez, you know, he's struggling a little bit. Well, he's the youngest player in the American League for 2 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing, you know. So You know, but Rasmus coming in, we know, I think he's going to be even better, more of a power play guy moving forward. I mean, and that's where I think Valimaki too. I mean, you look at the young guys we have coming, Shillington, Valimaki, you know, and Rasmus. But Rasmus, I think, you know, having his dad, he's a coach. He thinks the games, he knows, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. At times, I'm like, he can be more active offensively. Sometimes I think he kind of sits back early, especially early in the season. But there's more offensive upside in his game, and I think over the next few years we're going to see it. But to see him play top pair minutes with Gio, he didn't look out of place at all.
No.
You know, I thought there was one little stretch where it looked tired, but, you know, the dog days of winter when everything going, I'm like, he looks like he's hitting the wall a little bit, but then he kind of, you know, after about 8 or 9 games, I thought he got right back on track.